Maybe you're looking to grow in Christ. Maybe you're looking to know if God does really exist. Well, you've come to the right place as we go to God's Word for answers for life. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is coming up next. Join us. Welcome to today's edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Each day we come to you with just a few minutes of time to spend in God's Word that we might grow in grace, that we might find ourselves encouraged in our walk with Christ. And for those who are seeking to know if God really does exist, well, the answers again are found right here in God's Word. Won't you join us for this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon. You've been with us this week. You know we've been airing our 2009 Pacific Northwest Reformation Conference, Christ-Centered Christianity in an Age of Spiritual Chaos. And the particular address you've been hearing is Christ at the Center of Preaching. I'm going to air the final installment of that today. And again, if you would like CDs of this conference, don't hesitate to give us a call and order them at 360-318-0429 or visit the website at lindenurc.com. Well, we're thankful you tune in, and we hope these messages are a blessing to you. Now let's pick up where we left off yesterday. Danger in the life of the church is the absence of the one preached who gives us life. It's what's not being said today that is your greatest threat. It's who's not being preached. The truth as it is in Jesus, as the apostles said. The amazing truth that all the biblical writers understood was that not only is there an exceeding abundance of power for us to have a right standing because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness before the throne of God, but that he also gives us sanctification. Paul says, both come from the preaching of his life. Both come from the preaching of his life, death, and resurrection. Augustine once said, our hearts are restless until they find rest in you, O Lord. Paul had heavy pressure on him because the opponents were doing things so much more gratifying to the flesh. They had the numbers and the core reality that he was facing in the core struggle that his heart bleeds. It's not only preach Jesus, but their great charge against him. Paul, if your gospel is so powerful, why does a veil lie over so many hearts? Why do so many reject it? Probably the most painful reality for the pastor, isn't it? Why do so many turn away? Well, Paul answers that. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, he gives you a very clear answer to that. He says, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the glory of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine on them. You hear his response? I won't allow you to say that. I won't allow you to charge me with that. You're not going to do it. There may be a veil. Hearts may be blinded, but it's not because I'm failing in what I'm doing. I will preach Jesus. That method is what he has chosen. I will not. The problem is not with the truth. The problem is with the human heart. The problem is that people don't believe, and the problem is that Satan comes and snatches away what was heard right away. Jesus said that. That's the problem. But the antidote, he says, and I know this is the great calling I have. Verse 5, the drive of this all is to say, my goal is to do what? To not preach myself, but Jesus Christ and ourselves, bondservants for his sake. That is so refreshing, isn't it? So refreshing. That as John said, we would decrease and that he would increase. Debate how much farther to go. Turn real briefly with me to Romans 10, and we'll stop after this. In Romans chapter 10, it's a powerful point he's making here. In verse 6, he says, he's talking about Christ being the end of the law for righteousness. In verse 6, he says, the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Did you hear the core issue there? Don't try to manipulate God in bringing Jesus to you your way. Don't try to manipulate in bringing Jesus to you. How is he near you? How are you spiritually sustained? How is he made manifest to you? How is he held out to you in strength and in power? Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they're sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. It's all in place, he says. It's all here. You've got it. Listen, it's here. Christ is brought to you through the preaching of the gospel. God sends a messenger for you, and he's there. And then the apostle does something just stunning. He asks the question, but who has believed our report? And there's a lot of verses to show unbelief. I don't think that's the best one. But I know what it's connected to. It's Isaiah 53. You know what Isaiah 53 is? He has no form or comeliness nor beauty that we should desire him. He's despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid on our part our faces from him. He's despised and we did not esteem him. In other words, we hated him. He bore our griefs and carried our literally pains, yet we reckoned him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted and wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. And what is the truth about you, says Isaiah? We all, like sheep, have gone astray, have turned every one to his own, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Did you hear the report? The report is of a bloody, crucified Savior who's not beautiful in our estimation, who was split open by God himself, a gruesome death where his grave was made with the wicked, God himself striking his son down. And why did God do that? Because of your sin. It's not the most appealing report to the flesh, is it? And yet, Paul says, that proclamation is God's power to save. So the answer then, my friends, is not about finding solutions horizontally to what I perceive everyone else is doing. I could lay a good attack on every other church today. I could preach a Jeremiah ad. My fear in lecturing after on something like this is afterwards someone says, but pastor, what do you want me to do? And then you've missed the whole point. Martha was mad at Mary because Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. She's not helping enough in the kingdom. She's not serving enough in the kingdom. And Jesus says she's chosen the good part. Why? Because the Christian life is not primarily about emotive behavior, shocking as that sounds. It's about a message to be believed that will drive your motive behavior. And if that's the case, the problem that we are all dealing with fundamentally today in the church is the problem that we've always dealt with in the church. The problem since the fall that we are all trying to grasp our way back to God ourselves without him. And the Lord says to us, it's not about him who wills nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. It's from ceasing from idolatry and trying to climb our way to God and holding our foot to the Savior to have him cleanse us. Martin Luther once said, one thing and one thing is necessary for the Christian life, righteousness and freedom. That one thing is the most holy word of God, the gospel of Christ. The place to go then is never horizontal, my friends. The place to go is looking up to Christ, receiving what he has given to us, and to claim our inability to do it ourselves. If that's the priority of your life, if that's the heart, the bleeding heart you have, you share that with the apostles, you lack nothing. You lack nothing. You are full. Because you've drank from that rock who is Christ. I close with this. Charles McIlvaine once said, when our stewardship is to be accounted for and we are just departing and the veil half drawn aside discloses what we are to be and what to be forever. How shall we care for the praise of men's learning or praise of speech or vapors of men's applause? But then to have the testimony of our conscience that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, we have made it our life business and our heart pleasure to teach and to preach Jesus Christ, as they did whom he gave to be our examples. Having ourselves first learned his preciousness to our own souls, oh, what consolation and thankfulness with which to die. So then, the central task of everything we do in the church is to keep Christ before us in the preaching of the gospel. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him.
Studying God's Word that we might grow in our affection and love for Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We come to you each and every day for a short time that we might study God's Word together, that we might grow in His grace and His amazing love for us. If you have questions or comments, as always, we stand ready to do our best to answer them. We're at 360-318-0429. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can find out a bit more about us, United Reformed Church here in Linden, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities, and the like, at lindenurc.com. Now, that's our website where we even have some of the past messages as preached by Pastor Chris Gordon. They're available for you to listen to. Again, lindenurc.com. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Our service times are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. For directions, either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or again, call 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.